Cregor took tongs and replaced the lump of metal she was working back in the forge. Then she gave the bellows a gentle push, flaring the charcoal and seacoal into flame.
Pity you missed the shrews. Their leader, the Logalog, might have had some information for us. Never mind, well done. Ask Colonel Eyebright to come up here, will you?
Yes, ma'am.
The young hare stood motionless to attention. Lady Cregor watched him for a moment. Then, unusually, she gave a fleeting smile.
If you stand there any longer, you'll take root. Go now, you're dismissed.
Halgador saluted and wheeled off so quickly he almost tripped over his own foot paws. Lady Cregor heard the door shut as she turned back to her work at the forge. Cutting straight through the main dining hall, Halgador made for the officer's mess. He accosted another young hare coming out carrying tray and beakers.
Evening, Fergo. I say, is Colonel Eyebright in there? Got a rather important message for him.
Fergal was a jolly type, obliging too. Placing the tray on a window ledge, he waggled an ear at the runner.
Say no more, Pip. I'll let him know you're here.
Flinging the door open wide, Fergal danced comically to attention. Closing both eyes tightly, he bellowed into the small room.
Ninth Wing Wanner to see you, Colonel Eyebright! Sir!
Eyebright was every inch the military hare. Of average size, silver-grey with long seasons, a smart, spare figure in plain regulation green tunic. Looking up from the scrolls he was studying, Eyebright twitched his bristling moustache at the messenger.
I'm not deaf, you know, young fellow. Send the chap in.
Halgador marched smartly into the officer's mess.
Lady Cregor sends her compliments and wishes you to attend her in the forge room, Colonel, sir.
The Colonel's eyebrows rose momentarily. Then, fastening his top tunic button, he rose and put aside the scrolls.
Very good. I'm on my way.
He eyed the runner up and down, a kindly smile creasing his weathered features.
Ninth spring runner, eh? Obviously enjoying the job, young Algy.
Halgador stood at ease, returning his commanding officer's smile.
Very much, thank you, sir.
Eyebright's silver-tipped paystick tapped Algador's shoulder approvingly.
Good show. Keep it up. Won't be long before we have you out galloping for a long patrol like that brother of yours.
Halgador swelled with pride as the dapper colonel marched spryly off. Cregor nodded her huge striped muzzle to the window seat as she poured pennycloud and dandelion cordial for herself and the colonel. They sat together, he sipping his drink as he watched the parched badger take a long draught of hers.
Thirsty work of the old forge, eh, mum?
He said. The rose-hued eyes flickered in the forge light.
That's not what I called you up here to talk about, Colonel. I had the ninth runner report to me this evening, and the news is still the same, all bad. No sign of Perigord's patrol, no word of rapscallions. Everything's too quiet. My voices tell me that big trouble is brewing somewhere.
Eyebright chose his words carefully.
But we've no proof, ma'am. Mayhap things being quiet is all for the best. No news being good news, if you know what I mean.